Hey, everybody. It's Thursday night, and one of these days I will learn how to use Mr. Skullhead's computer. Yeah. So I think our mic levels might be low. I'm trying to deal with it by just putting the shit close to my mouth. I hate this computer.
I tend not to put shit close to my mouth in most practices.
But yeah, hopefully you guys can hear us, and
if not, turn up your mics a lot, or turn up your speakers a lot.
Yeah, and I'll warn you before we start screaming or playing music.
Or playing Knifey Stabby.
Yeah, so that was one of my favorite Meat Puppet songs, in case you were wondering about...
Knifey Stabby?
My favorite. Oh, well, Grok the Mad says voice level's good, so maybe we're in good shape.
Woo.
All right. So... Anything happen?
I did the auto attack thing that made the people happy.
And the clockwork weapons. That was what happened.
Still working on
Monday.
Stuff nobody knows about yet.
Getting very close on the 8 new zones.
Woo!
And the 8 Jew gnomes. Yeah, forgot.
Yeah, I looked down on the messages a little.
Looking at, what'd you say?
Someone made an account, 8 Jew gnomes.
Oh, 8 Jew gnomes, I see.
Asked a bunch of questions.
There is rollover lag. I should have gotten the Radio Bugbear questions up before before rollover ended.
Yeah. Probably should have.
We had some controversy with the whole Zare thing.
Yeah, and then it was solved, and everybody was happy again.
Yep,
everybody!
That was a pretty satisfying solution to it.
Yeah. Well, it took so long because you just didn't log on until like right after a rollover.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Which is fine.
And honestly, you know what? It's not going to make any difference. Like, the action that he took proves that he was just a stand-up guy beyond any reasonable person's ability to doubt him. You know, if it were to happen again, I mean, I don't know.
And he posted a log in that congratulatory thread, and he didn't even cheat. I think he did the right thing to keep the shit storm down.
Yeah, I mean, so do I. I appreciate him.
It wasn't necessarily the best thing overall. Like, it shouldn't have needed to even be an issue.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you know, if he decides he wants to go for a real leaderboard run again, he can always do it on a multi.
Yeah, or just not long on the dev.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't know that. I mean, you were right when you posted in that thread that it would be a giant pain in the ass for those of you who don't know what we're talking about. Sorry, that thread got locked. You could probably search for it. But yeah, Zare did. It's kind of a landmark hardcore speed run, and then everybody was like, "You cheated because you're on dev," and everybody else was like, "He didn't cheat. He's cool and has a big penis." And then the first everybody else was like, "Doesn't matter. He cheated. I would cheat if I was on dev. Therefore, he cheated." And you know.
And then we entered about a dozen names into our secret black book of cheating on dev again.
Yep. Yeah, so, anyway, Zare didn't cheat. Zare's a fucking good guy. Zare loves the game. He hates the players, not the game.
Yeah.
That isn't true. Zare doesn't hate anybody or anything.
It's gotta be unhealthy.
I bet we could find something he hates if we really try.
And manifests itself in the form of wolf shirts.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Something about wolf shirts.
Oh, boy. You know, we kids there, but those shirts are really lame. Yeah, so I'm having a hell of a time getting the Radio Bugbear messages up here.
I can answer some for you if you'd like.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Draco Shade says something that I don't quite get. My condolences on the kidney stone. Who had a kidney stone?
I had a kidney stone while you were gone, yeah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a boy.
Wow. After 27 of them, I can tell you, vodka plus Tylenol plus ibuprofen equals easily passed stone. Wow.
Good lord.
Who spelled that vodka plus Tylenol equal, you know, liver
death?
Failure followed by death?
I don't know. I don't take Tylenol and vodka very much.
Well, I mean, I I won't take anything with acetaminophen in it unless I'm really, really sick and haven't been drinking for a while.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, according to Hot Stuff, like, a beer and a Tylenol will kill you, which that's obviously not true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe 10 beers and 5 Tylenol would kill you.
Is Excedrin acetaminophen?
I don't know. I don't know.
I should probably check that, because that's, like, my going to bed so I don't get a hangover in the morning pill of choice.
I mean, you know, like, aspirin doesn't really hurt you with booze, and ibuprofen doesn't really hurt you with booze, so there's plenty of options, you know. That's just, yeah. I'm just, you know, kind of scared of it. But yeah, I don't know. If he does that all the time, then maybe all it does is make you have more kidney stones, and he's actually just working against himself.
Maybe. Any luck?
Yeah, it finally. You know what it is? It's that first page of the GM utils that tries to get the count of who's logged on queries that takes
forever.
Yeah.
Online gets kind of trashed at the beginning of rollover.
Loading the actual Radio Bugbear Messages script, it came up just fine. Rowden says, "Look at me, I'm the first player to get a banana, and now no one else can get one until they pay me 10 million meat." Yeah.
Ook, ook.
Thank you for.
Hey, stunning social commentary.
Helpful
addition
of monkey noises. Yeah, you know, that I'd like to think that wouldn't happen, but, you know, I'd like to think that peace on earth and goodwill towards men is only a heartbeat away. But
wasn't the song lyric?
The you know, James Earl Jones apparently couldn't do much when he told who was it? That guy that died, River Phoenix. When he told River Phoenix he'd see what he could do in sneakers.
James Earl Jones in sneakers?
That was a long time ago. Wasn't it River Phoenix? Yeah.
I think it was. It was River Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah, but he was the one. Or no, wait a minute. Who was it? Who was the one who asked for. It was.
I never saw this movie.
It was the blind guy? Somebody asked for. Because they were giving. Okay, no, River Phoenix wanted the female cop's phone number. When James Earl Jones was, like, giving them whatever they wanted at the end, and I think it was the blind guy that all he wanted was peace on earth and goodwill towards men.
Oh, yeah.
Because Dan Aykroyd wanted a Winnebago. The black guy, whose name I don't remember, wanted a trip to the Bahamas or whatever with his wife. Robert Redford wanted his name cleared. Yeah. Good old blind guy, always looking out for the rest of us. Oh, hey, yeah, not really. Looking out.
Oh, that was awful.
Tommy Tom says, regarding the argument of what defines a ranged weapon, the yo-yo is a ranged weapon because it's essentially a rock with a tether on it. So it's like tether rock.
That was my least favorite game in grade school.
Yeah.
Tommy Tom also says, a melee weapon puts you in direct contact with your target. Like if you stab someone with a spear, you can keep pushing on it to drive it deeper. A crossbow bolt only has the energy it contained upon firing. Well, unless you run up and hammer it the rest of the way in with the butt of the crossbow.
I'm sure that's a very effective way to fight with a crossbow.
Hold still. Ka-tonk, ka-tonk,
hang
ka-tonk.
On. Wait a second. Don't pull that out until I get over there. Cyan220 says, will there ever be a familiar that gives experience to all familiars in the terrarium, or is this too trophy-oriented in your mind? You know, I've never understood why people conceived of that kind of thing as a familiar that would do that.
Hmm. And not, like, a spleen item or food or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, or some, you know, some, like, you know, rarish consumable that would, you know, would level up one familiar quickly or whatever. I mean, because I know that one of Josh's, like, potential familiar of the month things a while back was the, like, sort of drill sergeant familiar that, you know, at rollover it gives your other familiar's experience based on how heavy it is.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, I just...
And then at the end of rollover it would get shot with a rifle.
Yeah.
That would be a great Mr. Storm, because everybody would just buy, like...
Goes away. Yeah.
Yeah.
They need one for every Ascension run they're doing from now on.
Yeah.
But, you know what? That would be one way to actually make it... We figure out a way to narratively justify it, too. To make it so that you couldn't just leave it in there and keep leveling your shit up. Like, it gave one kill... to each familiar per pound that it was, but then it got de-leveled to 1 pound after it did that. But, we can do all kinds of interesting stuff once we split kills and kills
and
weight.
Yeah, that'll happen at some point. Yeah. I'm just lazy.
Well, it's not that you're lazy. It's just a pain in the ass, you know?
Yeah, a lot of things need to be rewritten.
Enemy Lasagna asked if Mr. Skullhead is the boy of loathing for Porktober, referring to the clan calendar. I don't know, because I never look at the boys of loathing calendar, because I'm straight. Seriously.
Yeah,
I never looked at it even once. I've never seen those graphics. They could
have
been anything.
One or two of them.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I obviously had to look at them to make sure that they were okay to put in. Let's see. Oatgan says, how about a volleyball and stab bat familiar that sometimes takes away stats? It would be the new ultra hardcore familiar.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like that one.
Gambling with the familiar. Feel lucky here. Place your bets.
Adrian Ohms asks if, Adrian Ohms, who I probably is the gun run, because the first question out of him is, have you ever pirated a video game? Not since high school.
I haven't since, well, not since I had a job that let me pay for them.
Yeah, basically.
I haven't since, like, 8 hours ago.
Wow, really?
I went and downloaded Civ 3 again. I'm incorrigible.
Oh.
I got the bug.
The
If it's any consolation, I tried to look for it at a GameStop, but they didn't have it.
Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, even sort of before I kind of became tangentially involved in what you might call the video game industry, I didn't feel right about, I mean, because, I always, like, made computer games or whatever. Like, I'd like to make computer games for a living, and I didn't feel right about, I mean, I like to believe that the people who make the games get some money out of them. I know that that's just really kind of probably not at all true anymore.
Or not as true as it used to be.
Oh, yeah, certainly not as true as it used to be. Because, I mean, you know, the companies used to be just a handful of guys in a house somewhere, you know. But not even putting out shareware. I mean, I feel like, you know, Sierra. When Sierra started publishing games, it was like Ken Williams and his wife, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, Roberta Williams and her husband, depending
on. Like Infocom before Activision bought them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
before
you
Activision
know,
bought every
I feel
video
like,
game company.
I feel like, you know, David Lebling made some money for every copy of Zork that got sold, you know? So, I mean, when I was in high school, I mostly got sort of pirated copies of, like, really old games.
Yeah.
You know, because I would just, you know, stuff. Like, I've never been a guy that just bought every video game that came out. nor a guy who redid every grammar's book that was placed in front of me.
That was placed in.
Yeah, go ahead. Upon front of me.
Behind.
So, I mean, I could always sort of. I mean, no matter how shitty my job was, like, if I had money, for video games and books, you know? I was never, ever going to sacrifice that. Like, well, you know, okay. No matter how little money I made, I always had money for games, books, and cigarettes. So, I mean, if I had to scrounge nickels for cigarettes, I would, instead of eating.
Yep.
And, you know, when I got my paycheck, I would go buy a game if there was a game out that I wanted, and then what was left would go towards paying bills. So, I mean, yeah. Also asks, who got player number 1 million? Some soon-to-be-disabled multi. Or rather, soon-thereafter disabled multi.
Yeah. I think it was, like, maybe 45 seconds. That was only because
were you just sit waiting there?
Yeah.
Like you're waiting for the 1 million to hit so you could disable it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think I killed maybe 30 or 45 different people that night.
Elemental Burn says, critical hits in the Dungeons of Doom with negative status effects, you get suck expletive text. Did anyone bother to test that crap? Because it's expletive, 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 and then 3 exclamation points.
No, we never test anything.
Yeah. You're weird. I didn't even know there were negative status effects in the Dungeons of Doom. That must have been a bug that
Dungeons
just happened to turn into.
I don't know, man.
Reebok says, why does the meat spout staff look like a woman's razor? Because it is.
Or is your one weakness the fact that you think everything looks like a woman's razor?
That's weird. Phoenix was just telling me that I needed to look at Super Mega today.
Oh, man, I haven't read Super Mega in ages.
You know, I hadn't been to Homestar Runner in a long time, and the last, like, 3 Strong Bad emails are fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me happy when I forget about something like that for a long time, and then I go back and I have a lot to read. To see, like, I didn't even know about Bad Gods until like a week ago, and it was like, wow, all kinds of content. This is great. It's not, Tiny Plastic Spo says, with all the new plus spell damage items coming out recently, is there a possibility we'll see more ranged weapons in the near future? There's a conspicuous lack of them. Yeah, I don't know that there is really a conspicuous lack of ranged weapons in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what?
A lot of
I wonder.
Recently.
Boy, there are some sort of...
yeah, let's let's see. What is it called? It's called Attribute.
Yeah.
Attribute count star from items where type equals weapon.
I did notice that
group
when
by attribute.
When I was going through the list of things that give plus damage to determine which one should be melee damage and which one should be ranged, there's far more things that are melee damage oriented than range damage oriented.
Yeah, but I feel like also there's far more. I mean, there there are 164 melee weapons in the game that rely on muscle to equip. Two that require mysticality, which one of those might be Mr. Chef Staff, and the other one might be just like a typo, and 45 ranged weapons. So, I mean, there are a third as many ranged weapons as melee weapons. But, I mean, it kind of makes sense because a lot of just random shit that we decided to drop, you could pick it up and hit somebody with it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a ranged weapon. I mean, I think ranged weapons that people actually use compared to melee weapons that people actually use, the gap is probably a lot smaller.
I imagine a lot of people just use the armory and legory ranged weapons. It's pretty much the only place you're ever going to get a one-handed ranged weapon.
There's a lot of craftable ones now. Like, I think a lot of people are using potato pistols. I think that we actually managed to put something in there that's kind of complicated to make that it's worth it.
A lot of people are using meat spout staffs.
Oh, LSK says, why can I listen to PvP even with a repaired stone? Because
it's just... meh.
Because it really sucks for us to have to try and take a channel away from you.
I mean, it really doesn't. There's code in place to do that now, but it was just like... I mean, I feel like maybe there's people who want to talk about PvP without participating in PvP, you know?
That's true.
It's just
a social channel.
Yeah, I mean,
why should we take social channels away from you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we sort of, you know, I kind of made the decision that, like, I don't ever want you to lose access to a channel that you have access to, because you
unless
know
you
it's,
really deserve it.
It's an unlockable. I mean, I'm not, you know, if you stop PvPing, should I take away all the PvP related trophies that you had? Like, no. You know, and the people would be really pissed about that. But, you know, it's just not a big deal. O'Grady says, Gringotts is a vast underground network of vaults, impenetrable and unsteal fromable. The only word in that that was spelled correctly was unsteal fromable, which was also the only word in that sentence that wasn't actually a word.
I spelled underground right.
Okay. And network and of and is and vast. Hard to misspell If Aang says about that whole clown rape thing in House on Mango Street, it was never implied she was raped by a clown, but she was raped at a circus, and the sentences meshed together poorly.
Okay. Maybe I should start listening to the J&S shows.
It's...
or maybe I should continue not listening to them. Yeah. I'm not sure which.
Sizzler says, ever since the recent changes at the Icy Peak, have there been less meat coming into the game from adventures, that is, meat generated from meat farmers? Yeah.
Consistently.
Yeah, way less.
Yep. There is actually deflation for the first time in a long time.
Which is awesome.
I mean, not, you know, deflation of the actual economy, but actually a decrease in the overall available meat supply now. We are... Which I feel it is eventually going to bounce back as people start... you know, learning how to bot the Snow Queen or whatever, or you know. But, you know, honestly, I feel like forcing people into a place where the best way to make meat is actually to sell the stuff in the mall rather than auto-selling it is just good for the game. Bahu says, how do you make an entire burrito out of a single enchanted bean? Have you seen the size of it? It's bigger than the burrito. You actually make the burrito out of like half of it. The rest of it's just bean skin that you throw away because yuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Who wants to eat a big bean skin?
I hate to be the guy who gets stuck peeling the beans.
Yeah, yeah. But you can use a bean corer, like an apple corer.
Nah.
You know what I really like is those apple slicers things. They waste a lot of apple, I guess, but they're a thing with like a ring shaped sort of plastic blade in the middle, and then blades radiating out from the ring shape to an outer ring, and you set an apple down and you just kind of like slam the thing down on top of the apple and it cores it and cuts it into slices.
Huh.
I like those things. That's
because they're overcomplicated.
Like, it's like the very simple version of an onion blossomer.
I don't know what an onion blossomer.
I assume it's the same thing.
You know what I never really figured out topologically is how those curly fry makers work. Like, it cuts. I mean, you end up with like a single little tube curly fry in the middle, and then you know a curly fry with the radius, the interior radius of the exterior radius of the inner curly fry, and so on and so forth. Huh. And then you end up with all the little shreds of it on the outside. But I just kind of don't understand how it works because it. It's like a blade on a screw that you swing around the entire potato, and then it just falls into curly fries. Only they're not curly fries. You can't make your own goddamn curly fries because you don't know what Arby's puts in the.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know how Arby's seasons them, and you got to use the same deep fat fryer that you've been using for 10 years to cook everything else at Arby's. Arby's is the only place that really makes curly fries.
Never mind all the other places that have curly fries.
You know, the ones at Jack in the Box are like soggy and gross. Like Arby's. Arby's was the first place I ever had curly fries, and nothing has ever matched Arby's curly fries. I probably have not eaten at Arby's in, like, a year, and that makes me very sad.
Do you want to know where one is?
I actually, there's one, like, right by my house.
Oh.
Right next to the liquor store I go to nearly every day. Fred Levi says, I think this is the end of my listening to the radio show live. Even the Monday show starts exactly when quiet hours start. Quiet hours?
Quiet hours?
Oh, Fred Levi just went to college. He probably thinks that you actually have to obey those rules at the dorm.
Just put on headphones, dude.
Yeah. Also, daylight screw-up time is coming up soon. So.
Wow, is it?
Yeah, it's in October, actually.
Oh.
It's like late October. But after that, the radio show will probably be at a point where it's easier for people who actually abide by that will be able to.
What will happen for us? It'll get earlier for us?
Yeah,
or it'll get later.
Because it won't be like.
We'll be doing it 8 to 10 instead of 9 to 11?
Yeah, I think.
Does that mean that me and Scully's show is at 5 then?
No. No, remember you moved it?
Oh, right.
So we can just. I don't know.
We move it back? Yeah, I don't. We'll have to talk to them.
Yeah, I think what was happening is that like a big part of our show is happening during rollover.
During rollover, yeah, so we stopped that. Yeah. Evang says, are there any particular times of the year when the number of post-rollover logins decrease? A bit of an odd question, but hey. You know, when you look at the game over the course of a year, the usage just is on such an increasing trend that it's really impossible to gather any data about.
It doesn't seem like the usage has been increasing a lot.
Well, the number of simultaneous players, or like the number of players in a given day, has almost doubled since this time last year.
Huh.
You know, and I mean, you're right. It doesn't really seem like it. It doesn't seem like there's been that many, but I mean, it was like pretty consistently like 30,000 people a day played, and it's pretty consistently like 50 now.
Hmm.
And a lot of that I think had to do with there was a sort of quantum leap when we got the new servers.
Yeah.
But.
Woo!
Yay, new servers. Ouch. You know, I keep forgetting that I need to put that data together for the MySQL guys.
No.
It's still like a month off before they get here. It's not like a big deal, but I'm going to fuck around and forget it completely if I don't get
put
on
a, put
it. I also haven't talked to
Geoff
Intertron in like 3 months.
Me either. I needed him.
Yep. Everything's been going pretty smoothly.
I suppose that's a good thing.
Evang says, what I was referring to with clan attacks on Monday is that once you attack a clan, right under the outcome of the attack, you have the list of clans to attack as if you could actually attack another clan. You can't, of course, but unless you sat on that same page for 3 hours. It's not a big deal, but it's just kind of odd. Yeah, it shouldn't work that way. Nearly Meatless Nick says, you've given us stuff to be excited about on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Will I ever have something to be excited about on Wednesdays?
Wednesday is like hump day, so you can get excited about humping things.
Yeah.
There you go. Like your neighbor's dog, a fire hydrant, stuff like that.
Yeah, a roll of carpet. Two rolls of carpet.
I wouldn't try three, though.
A pyramid.
Well, it's kind
pyramid.
Of a logistical problem.
Pyramid of three rolls of carpet.
You know, you might be.
You're not actually humping all of them at the same time the way you can with two, yeah. All two of them. So, interesting aside there. Evang says, when did you add that hippo picture to the adventure hippo ballet to you in the harem? I could have sworn it wasn't there. You know what? I added that yesterday, so that's something, Nearly Meatless Nick, for you to be excited about on Wednesday. I keep going through, like, I'll work on the content for the 8 new zones for a while, and then I'll get to a point where I'm like, kind of want to take a break and do something mindless, so I just draw everything that I haven't drawn and then go through the process of, like, you know, scanning and cropping and resizing and all the shit that I do and uploading and assigning the image names. And when I do that, I sort of fixed up my tools for telling me which things don't have pictures. And when I was in there last time, almost everything in the game has pictures. Now, almost nothing uses the no-pick art anymore.
Yeah.
I think there might be a couple of it. Like, Denimax is examined, I think, still doesn't have a... But nobody ever sees that. So,
yeah.
It's just... anyway. Flip says, I just completed a run in only 95 turns. Can you use your ninja database skills to confirm whether or not this was the first successful sub-100 attempt? At some point.
Sub-100 turns? How is that even friggin' possible?
The first run when you can just get food?
No, he took 18 days to do it.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, really? He got it actually on a...
Yeah.
On one that'll show up in his history. Wow.
But, yeah, it totally does. It's his last ascension.
Huh.
Right there.
I'll be damned. Well, sure. What's Flip's player ID? Why doesn't Scully have that thing turned on where it opens new windows and new tabs?
Because he's retarded.
509-981.
Could he just type Flip? Like, who
you know what? I don't need his player ID.
Not at all. Just do who is Flip.
Ascensions. Limit 1.
What? You could have just gone and do a who is Flip in the chat.
No, I did. I'm looking to see if he's if he did the first sub-100 turn. All right, so select from Ascensions where turns taken is less than 100. Whoa, crap. There's a fucking million Devster runs. So, Jick, Xenophobe. All the Devsters, Xenophobe, all the Devsters, and Flip. Yes, you are the only one, apart from me, Xenophobe, and the Devsters, to have ever completed a sub-100 turn ascension.
Yay!
Hooray, Flip. 18 days. That's neat.
Kind of a unique way of going about it.
I was under the impression that the only people doing that were people doing it, like... How did...
I guess you just pull all sorts of stat increasers and just... Don't adventure.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, that totally makes sense. Because I was thinking that the only really good way to do that would be to have somebody else send you the food and stuff that you're doing.
No.
I mean, you could. I feel like you could level up to 11 just by eating.
With
in like
the 1,800 pulled.
Three or four days. Yeah.
Well, that's so. Not that many. Wait.
And then there's 1,800 times 30 divided by 100.
Yeah.
Is 18 what
times 20 is 360.
And doing stuff like pulling all the keys and the necessary outfits. And
the only place you'd really have to sweat it out would be like the crypt.
Yeah, the crypt and the Friar's Gate and stuff. I mean. So, wow, 95 turns.
And if you pull all sorts of like things that... increase adventure chance, I imagine it's a little easier.
Oh, yeah, that totally would.
Pull the monster, or the Ring of Canflex.
That's an interesting data point to have as kind of an absolute minimum now. Because, you know, the minimum, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Someone else says, messed up text, as an initiate of the Brotherhood of the Smackdown, you are now eligible to train here. No. They're just letting you know that there's only one The Brotherhood of the Smackdown. It's not just a The Brotherhood of the Smackdown. It's the
it's not
the Brotherhood
a
of
franchise.
The Smackdown.
Think
on.
Of it like The Cheat. You know? Same thing.
Super Punchy says, question to JNS. Why can't you send something from Hanks but pay for the package with money and inventory? I can understand why it would be the other way around, but because that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You know, you're lucky that you can send packages with stuff in Hanks. That was something that we resisted for a long, long time. Oh, Enemy Lasagna, if we don't read your suggestion out loud the first 30 times, just don't stop sending it. He says, hey guys, sorry I can't come to con. I would, but it's just not possible. Guess I'll have to wait until the one in London. London is calling.
Yeah.
Oatgan says, will you ever implement an herbal shampoo that gives the user the effect toe-curling pleasure?
I think that's unlikely.
Boycott shampoo. Demand the real thing.
What?
Boycott shampoo. Demand the real thing.
Like real, use the Coke real poo. To wash your hair?
Shampoo.
Shampoo. Oh. That'd be funny if that was a commercial that encouraged you to use Coca-Cola to wash your hair.
Yeah.
Because it's the real thing, and they don't want you, you use that instead of shampoo. Oatgen says, Jake, while you don't like Rage Against the Machine, you must admit that Zach De La Roca is really good at screaming. Listen to the last minute and 30 of Freedom. Also, Tom Morello is phenomenal at guitar. Whatever.
Zach De La Roca is really good at being really angry. But that's about it.
Yeah, he cares about the Indians. What a jackass.
He also won't do what you tell him.
Oh, boy. Oatgan says, try making a battery rabbit familiar that gives infinite adventures but only lasts for 3 turns and gives you permanent beaten up until rollover.
What? I don't like those commercials.
8 Junome says, so when are you going to change Radio Bugbear's player ID? I think 8675309 would be a great player ID. Maybe 411-911-101-101.5. Excuse me. 8 Junome says, if you had a time-traveling DeLorean that worked and was good for 4 trips through time, what would you do with it? I would go back in time, find the guy who invented it, and then take him to the future so that he could learn how to make one that was good for more than 4 trips.
And you say, I would do like in Primer and just like go back in time, find it, and then take it apart and stuff.
Put it inside itself. Yeah. So I had another one. I had 2 that you could use 3 times each.
Yeah.
The Gun Run says, man, what if the sun was made out of porn?
It'd be really hard to read.
What did I say that makes my wife think that I hate black people?
I don't remember.
Maybe it's just because you pushed her down the stairs again.
It could be. I was like, are you pregnant? She was like, no. And I'm like, okay. Jump the Shark says, do you ever plan to edit previous Mr. Store items, as in make the hand turkey do one thing more often than it used to, add another snow cone to the tome, etc.? So far, the only thing that we've done is add stuff to the witch what's... The grimoire.
Although I did, whenever we were adding elemental damage to the familiars, I did go and add some elemental damage to some of the old Mr. Store familiars. Like, I think the feather boa constrictor will do sleaze damage.
Jump the Shark says, how, technically speaking, does the custom outfit system work? But by the grace of God, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Bahu says, pulverized fruits to make toppings for toast? I don't care what anyone says. I am ready for this jelly. That joke never gets old.
If you say so.
It just doesn't. Now.
What?
No.
What?
Walla Walla 23 says, are the Ascension rewards likely to change with NS13? You know, I don't know.
We haven't really thought about
it. Hadn't really thought about it at all. I'd probably not.
Well, I would have to see the scape of the land.
Yeah.
It depends on, I mean,
it's going to be a lot more effort to acquire them, but it's not going to be more effort than I initially thought it was going to be to acquire them in the first place, you know?
But it's also going to, especially once we go to Nighty Sorceress 15, it's going to get to the point where are those going to be the most powerful items you can get anymore?
Well, I mean, probably. I can't imagine. I mean, because they're on par with, like, they're sort of on par with, like, Mr. Store equipment now, you know? Yeah. I mean, so I don't imagine. I mean, I don't know what. Their power is not so much. There will probably be weapons with greater power than them, but probably nothing with better enchantments. Because, I mean, part of the thing with the power was that they, you know,
well, we were
limiting when you could equip them.
I meant power in a generic sense.
Yeah, all right. Oh, apparently I hate black people because I didn't say that I would go back to slave days and rape her great-great-grandmother.
I see.
But I don't want to become my own wife's great-great grandfather. I finally saw that episode of Futurama where Fry becomes his own grandpa. That was awesome. Walla Walla 23 says, can we get a JIC familiar? It could give you messages like, it tries to back you up, but winds up deleting the database.
You're never going to live that down.
And it disables your account.
That would be a great familiar.
Evang says, Steve Irwin is like a real-life Batman. He can beat anything if he's prepared. That Stingray just cheated.
He forgot his Stingray kryptonite.
Yeah, or his the pot-bellied stove door underneath his wetsuit. Evang says, can you mark the NPZR head as undiscardable? No one in possession of one would want to discard it, and I've come close to doing that 3 times. Yeah, that shouldn't be discardable.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it discardable at all?
Give it an auto sell value of like 50 so that people can loot it from clan stashes.
And that's an auto sell value. It's an auto sell value of 360. I think Evang meant like not auto sellable, but I don't know.
Huh. What
should we do? I'm confused later.
Yeah.
Lead us.
I vote we just ignore it.
Me too. I'm totally cool with that.
Now my wife says she didn't actually want me to say that on air and that she would not actually condone me going back in time and raping her great-great-grandmother. Because I know you guys were all concerned. Boredom Man says, fun fact, the Red Hot Chili Peppers initially formed as a joke act, calling themselves Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem. You know, there's a lot of good things that first start out as a joke. Vicky says, I'm turning 21 on Monday and I have very little experience with booze outside of ultra cheap vodka and whiskey. If I were to go to a bar, what should I get? Raped.
Oh, how did I not see that coming?
That's just always my answer. I don't know. Get like on your 21st birthday, you should, since other people are going to be buying you drinks, get good drinks.
Yeah.
Get
the top shelf.
Yeah, get a Bombay Sapphire and tonic, then get a get like a Patron margarita on the rocks. I don't know.
Xenophobe recommends a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, Long Island iced tea is with good booze are good. Actually, if you drink 5 or 6 Long Island iced teas, it'll be like somebody slipped you a roofie, even though they didn't.
Yeah. I don't know. I can drink. I used to be able to drink 4 or 5 or 6 Long Island iced teas and be fine. I don't think so anymore, though.
I'm just imagining Vicky, though, as being like a 90-pound sorority girl, because that's what I think of when I think of 21-year-old girls. Jump the Shark says, can you pronounce Aloysius' Antiphon of Aptitude?
Not at all.
Nope. Evang says, Steve Irwin can beat Chuck Norris with his entire family tree in the other hand. What?
Who has the family tree? Steve Irwin or Chuck Norris?
Is Steve Irwin the new Chuck Norris? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Is Chuck Norris dead?
Well, George Washington is.
That guy had like 30 goddamn dicks.
Jump the Shark says, you might want to reconsider the descriptions for the cog, the bar skin, Sneaky Pete's key, dried face, and Boris's key. They don't seem very funny. You know what would make them funny? Rape.
Probably. Well, did I tell you about the billboards I saw when I was going through Indiana?
No.
I was going through Indiana, and there was apparently some sort of obnoxiously a big RV seller, and his name was Tom Raper. And so when the billboards would go through that, you'd say, "You're in Raper Country."
That's awesome.
Raper RVs. Best deal in town. Stuff like that. Yeah, Indiana is kind of a special place.
Mindgluer says, "Dear Jake, sorry if this has been brought up before, but it seems like the volleyball is the most common familiar among players who make even a small attempt at being efficient. Shouldn't combat familiars raise monster level to give them some more utility and to make them competitive with purely stat gain familiars? Also, have my children. Thanks, bye."
The thing is with raising monster level is that things that give you more stats are basically like raising monster level, except you don't have to fight tougher monsters.
Yeah. It is sad to me that there are basically no circumstances under which a serious player would ever use
anything but
80% of the familiars in the game. That sucks. One time Marshall posted in the dev forum and said, just for shits and giggles, what would we want to do if we just completely redesigned the way combat works from the ground up? And what I said was, what I would really like is, I would like for it to be difficult to beat monsters that are way higher level than you, but that for the best way of beating monsters that were tougher than you should be by far combat familiars. But I just don't think that can happen in the current setup. I mean, no. It's
they would have to do a shitload of damage.
Yeah, I mean, and it. Yeah, it kind of sucks. It kind of sucks that the volleyball mechanic is so important that it's just the only mechanic that's worth using. You know, with the exception of the sombrero mechanic, which is, you know, kind of like the volleyball mechanic. It just, you know, I don't know what the solution is. It's like, you know, I don't want to just
introduce
turn every
monsters that are twice as difficult if you have a volleyball familiar.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I keep thinking that one thing that would make the game better would be to just nerf the volleyball formula.
Hmm.
You know, just cut the stat gains from volleyballs in half across the board. Because every volleyball is exactly the same. You know, every volleyball or volleyball-type familiar is exactly the same thing. I mean, you know, people would throw an absolute fucking fit.
Oh, sure.
Because
yeah.
We nerfed all their Mr. Store stuff. But, you know, I genuinely believe that it would be good for the game if volleyballs were... I mean, the thing is, if we made them half as effective, they would still probably be the only familiar anybody ever used. If we made them a quarter as effective, they would probably still be the only familiar anybody ever used.
And just because they give stats at all.
Yeah, and that sucks.
They could give one substat, period, no matter what weight they were, and people would still use that instead of anything else, I bet.
Yeah, I always used one before I knew exactly what they did.
Ideally, the volleyball would give you a number of additional stats equivalent to the number of additional stats you would get fighting a monster that was tougher that you were able to beat because you had a combat familiar. Hmm. You know, so that there would actually be a choice. But I don't think there's a good way to do that. I don't think that there is a solution, and it just kind of sucks. You know, like it, you know, and I thought about well, okay, what if we nerfed all the volleyballs and then made it so you could get the same stat gain from a volleyball through some other way? If there were buffs that did it, you know, like if there was a buff that was like the 20 pounds of volleyball buff, and then there was another buff on another class that was like,
you know, what'll happen though if we do that?
What's that?
We'll next have to nerf the item drop familiars because that'll become the only thing that anyone ever uses.
Well, I don't know. I mean, in the speed game, do you think? I mean, because I don't, you know, people switch in the speed game. People, I feel like there are points where people switch back and forth between like a bitten and an ADD demon or whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah,
but usually if they have the MP and a shaman, they'll use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if the what they use now is basically a choice between a stat enhancer or an item drop enhancer. So if we just remove all the stat enhancers, then they'll only ever use item drop enhancers.
Yeah. But, you know, the at least there is, you know, the flaming gravy fairies, like, are, you know, a number of item drop enhancing familiars that also do other stuff. I mean, yeah. You know, maybe to get people to use combat familiars, what we need is a bunch of familiars that are volleyballs and combat familiars. I mean, it's just...
There was a resurgence of people using the sleazy gravy fairy as an item drop familiar because it had the easy-to-get familiar equipment, which I thought was kind of cool.
I mean... I don't know. It's just it's to me it's just kind of sad. Like I feel like we could always force people to, you know, I mean, it was just like
to submit to our will.
Yeah, I mean it just I don't know. I just feel like I wish that I hadn't made volleyballs the way that they are. Like I just wish that I hadn't, because it's you know, it's not always clear if you're trying to farm. You know, people were talking, okay, now that the peak has been enhanced, does it make sense to use a leprechaun or does it make sense to use a mushroom? You know, like, which one of those things is gonna treat you better in the long run? And you have to stop and figure it out. You know, you have to think about it. You have to make that choice based on the data. And you know, if there were the same kind of choices in the speed game as there are in the farming game, even. You know, it's
What if we made the non-combat adventures that have scaling stat gains provide less stat gains if you're using a volleyball familiar?
I mean,
that's kind of counterintuitive, though.
Yeah, it's. I find it hard to justify that narratively. I mean, that because that, you know, that's just like a nerf. I mean. I mean, you know, ideally, like with everything else, like there are places where we require people to do non-optimum things to progress the narrative of the game, right? But we can't really do that with the familiars, because you can't, you know, it's not like, I don't know. I mean, a boss that you have to have a saber-tooth lime to beat or whatever, you know.
We already need one anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of did that with the familiars in the sorceress's lair, but I mean, We've written so much extra shit into the game that levels familiars up now that's completely trivial.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and also, you know, we put in the arena a long time ago as a way to be like, if you play it smart, it's the most efficient way to level your familiars up. And so, you know, that discourages people from playing anywhere with those familiars, you know, because they can level it up a lot faster.
Well, in the arena's defense, it was... also, the only way that you were able to sanely level up your familiars to level 20 without any skills.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you
especially
know,
in hardcore.
Maybe with NS13, the sorceress's familiars need to, you know, you need a native 20-pound familiar again.
Oh no.
Or you know, a native 10-pound familiar. I mean, just, you know, something to get people to fucking play with them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. You know. It makes me sad.
Yeah, well, the problem is that I don't think... what would cause that to suck is that I don't think people will use that as an excuse to use their familiars throughout the game. They'll just use whatever the most optimum familiar is and then spend 50 turns back farming whatever familiar it is.
Yeah.
And
but I mean, you know, honestly,
fun.
Though, I don't... I want to create situations in... And with NS13, this is something that I really want to do. I want to create situations where you're kind of forced to spend a bunch of turns suboptimally, and the choice you're making is where do I want to spend these?
Well, part of that is, like, farming pixels.
Well, right. Right, okay. So, I mean, you're going to want to farm pixels. You're going to... But, I mean, the thing is, I want there to be a bunch of turns that it's not just a foregone conclusion what you need to do with them. You know, I mean, it's like I like the whole the like beanstalk taking a number of turns to grow thing, right? I mean, I suppose that it's still only going to make sense to just level as hard as you can during those 50 turns. But if there was no good place for you to do it until you could get past there, then, you know, maybe it would, you know, I don't know. Like, I just, I don't know, man. The way, you know, the way that I want people to play the game and the way that the game itself apparently wants to be played optimally are just never going to mesh up.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
This has been 120 minutes of familiar lament with Riff and Xenophobe and Dick.
Familiar limit break.
Limit break!
I need to figure out how this stupid song cue thing is working.
So we don't have to listen to a Sound of Music?
Yep.
Jesus, man. I would appreciate that.
Have you seen this picture of the new Megatron?
What's Megatron?
For the Transformer.
Who?
Megatron, the Transformer from the new Transformers movie. The picture thereof.
What?
Which one was Megatron?
The leader of the bad guys.
Oh, the gun?
Yeah, except he's not a gun in the movie, I think. He's like some weird alien spaceship.
Huh.
He's all weird looking. He's like... I don't know. He looks like a Terminator. He looks like a Transformer might look before it picks what thing it's going to be mimicking.
Before it decides what it's going to be in disguise.
Yeah.
I'm going to play some Crash Test Dummies. That's what I'm going to play. And you know, if you don't like it, you can just go ahead and don't like it. All right, guys, we'll be back in like 10 minutes, and enjoy this.
Inside of the plants, while the wasn't a ladies' man. He'd just come along, scoop him up under his arm like that. Quick as a cat in the jungle. Clark Kent, no, there was a real gent. He would not be caught sitting around in no jungle scheme. Dumb as an ape doing nothing. Superman never made any money saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Bob soon had a straight job, even though he could have smashed through any bank in the United States. He had the strength, but he would not. Folks said his family were all dead. Planet crumbled, but Superman, he forced himself to carry on. Forget Krypton and keep going. Superman never made any money to save the world from Solomon Grundy. Sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Tarzan is king of the jungle and lord over all the apes. But he could hardly string together. Sometimes when Soup was stopping crimes, I'll bet he was tempted to just quit and turn his back on man. Join Tarzan in the forest. Stayed in the city, kept on changing clothes and dirty old phone booths till his work was through. Then nothing to do but go home, home. Superman never made any money saving the world from sorrow. Sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him.
And hey, we're back. We had a little cat hunt. I accidentally left the door open, so they looked around outside for the cat. Turns out the cat was in the garage. Just in case you guys were wondering about the welfare of Zangetsu the cat.
That you weren't aware that there is any question of his welfare to begin with.
Yeah, well, you know. Ignorance of the problem is not an excuse. Tom 93 says, I think I'm a little late with this, but what the hell? The sword behind inappropriate positions is now behind inappropriate prepositions is now my favorite weapon. Awesome job, whoever made it. Well, thank you. It was an idea that Scully and I came up with a long, long time ago that just never made it into the game until
an idea whose time has come.
An idea whose time came on your face.
Oh, okay.
Spectral Enema says, how about adding an ultra-rare monster to Thunderdome called the 8 Jew Gnomes? It could drop a consumable item that allows you to hardcore perm a skill from the current run. Eight Junome says, what do you think of Scientology as a religion? I don't really think anything of it as a religion. As a scam, I think it's pretty effective.
Yeah, scam cult.
Secret society, I think it's...
Have you heard about their new superpower bullcrap?
No.
No. Apparently, like, if you've gotten to the top levels, one of the big things they use to lure you into spending all your money to get to the high levels is that they give you the secrets of superpower training, which is apparently just working so long and so hard on training your perceptual abilities that
lowering your feet and count.
No, that you get better at like hearing. Huh. Which is something that anybody can do if you train long enough to focus your hearing abilities. So more scams for rich, stupid people.
You know what, though? What I wonder sometimes is they've got to be doing something for the celebrities. I can't believe the celebrities are that dumb.
I imagine it's less them being dumb and more them just wanting to create controversy for themselves.
Well, also, they apparently spend a lot of money courting celebrities in order to have celebrities who are Scientologists.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what are they doing for them? You know, just paying them a lot?
I don't know if they, like, cut them checks, but throwing gigantic monster parties and stuff, mm-hmm. I bet.
I imagine there's more to it than just the tenets of the cult.
Yeah. I've never been to a gigantic monster party.
Yeah, they play Monster Mash.
Constantly. No Monster Mash.
Zach the Fourth says, it kills me every time you say multi. It's pronounced multi. I think I pronounce it both ways.
I think it's our game, so we can decide how it's pronounced.
Yeah,
thank
you know,
you.
I'd like to think that, but that's really not true. Fred
Levi
says,
I got into a big fight with one of my old GMs about whether it was pronounced kobold or kobold or kobold.
Like, really?
Yeah.
I would think kobold or kobold.
Yeah, or something like that.
Kobold. Koblob.
He was like all, it's pronounced this way, and I was all, I don't give a shit how it's pronounced. So...
Brett Day says, multi-use on bag of Cheetos, please. Is it not?
Mm. You're the one what put it in.
Why does that keep happening? I know that I have not put an item in that I didn't code for multi-use for a long time. I might have just forgotten to mark it multi-usable.
You want me to mark it for you?
Yeah, sure.
Done.
Maybe somebody ought to test that.
Give me a minute.
Grayson says, are the results from pulverizing non-ultra-rare items purely based on power and nothing else? Or can you go in and change each individual item's yields if you want to? Grayson says, also, will we ever see an item that can be smashed to gain more than 2 wads? Yeah, I believe so, actually. I believe that it is coded all the way up to 3 wads as the top yield. And I believe that, like, if you smash like a bug finder blade, you could probably get 3 wads.
Is it supposed to give 10 turns when you use one?
I believe so, yeah.
Then it's working.
Okay. What? Rickett says that subtract MP items don't affect the new auto attack drop. Auto attack drop on the skills page.
This
yeah.
is on purpose because I don't want to call get player yeah. in that script.
It makes sense.
That would be the only reason why I would need to call get player, and it just isn't worth the extra.
Yeah, and it would have to happen every single time
yeah.
the account menu was loaded. So, you know what? It's fine. It also, I mean, the items, your skills will show up there whether you have enough MP to cast them or not,
yeah.
right? So, I mean, that's
true.
Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, Did the Bang Potion distribution algorithm have the same bug that the Tower Monster selection algorithm had? No, I don't think I've used that anywhere else.
No, the Bang Potion distribution is hard-coded, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hard-coded series. The thing is, there are tendencies in it just because of the way the randomness worked out.
I think Smoky Potion could never be Potion of the Booze one.
Yeah,
just do the way it's their pick.
And I think the bubbly potion is more often a good one than the others. So yeah, it's always
given
worth
by the way they're priced.
It's worth.
I mean,
yeah.
We could change it, but then it would just make it such that the way your bang potions are right now would change, and I don't think anyone would like that.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, that's the kind of thing that if we were going to change it, we would maybe change it with NS13.
Yeah.
And just say, oh, by the way, patch notes.
They're different guys.
Jump the Shark says, if you were a farmer, what would you farm? Corn, beans, asparagus? And no, meat is not an option. Why not? My grandpa was a meat farmer.
I'd farm whatever it is that the government will pay me not to grow. And then I'll use that money to buy more fields so that I can not grow more of whatever it is and make more money.
I see. But I mean, why wouldn't you also grow something that made you more money while you were being paid to not?
Because that's work.
Because I'm using all my land on not growing.
Oh, right. We can't plant barley there. That field's already full of the absence of soybeans.
Exactly.
Yeah. Archangel UK says, while I obviously get the reference with the Buzzy Beetles, now that Ascension's passed its 1-year anniversary, it'd be nice to see the Goomba again. Couldn't you make it so they alternate or something? Yeah, I actually should. The alternation mechanism didn't exist when I first did that.
Yeah. Well, theoretically, it makes sense for the them to only appear after or during reverse ascension, just due to the way they work in the Mario game. But
yeah, what happens if you beat it again with the Beetles?
You get the Buzzy Beetles.
It's still Beetles.
Yeah. But in the interest of having more monsters, I would say it would be okay to sacrifice that.
Yeah. Max Vance says, on the day that you roll out your 8 new zones, how about giving everybody 80 adventures at rollover instead of the usual 40? No. Archangel UK says, so now that we've got Clockwork Rods, wouldn't this be a nice time for some Clockwork Scarecrow action? Not in that way. How dare you even suggest that, perverts?
Somebody in Lounge, when we rolled all that stuff out, worked out, like, how many new Clockwork items are now possible based on having 3 new second level things.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a lot of gaps that we could fill with new Clockwork stuff if we decide to do more.
How many gaps?
I don't remember exactly. It was a lot, though.
Because, I mean, there were already some gaps.
Yeah. But adding 3 new objects, like, puts the number of gaps up, like, exponentially.
Yeah. Max Van says, how does the NPZR ricochet toast off of a non-corporeal monster's head? Very carefully.
Yes.
Max Van says, have you ever thought about having a way to make a scroll into a usable skill, like in the Strange Leaflet? I'd love to have a summon pasta skill. Yeah, I bet you would.
Mm-hmm.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, you're probably sick of this, but about Spirit of Rigatoni. Yes, stop giving us suggestions for Spirit of Rigatoni. We understand that you hate it, and it is going to turn into something completely different, and we already know what it's going to turn into. So,
it will probably not be pie.
Gleeb says, I started my first job last weekend, and it has taught me that working sucks. What were your first jobs? The first thing that I ever got paid for was helping Scully's dad roof a house.
Huh.
And the second, my first actual job was washing dishes at a shitty barbecue restaurant.
My first job that someone that wasn't from my family ever paid me to do, which is discounting all the years I spent helping my mom with her graphic arts business, was selling fireworks. That sucked.
I worked at a Wendy's for 2 years, and then I worked for doing internet technical support for a BellSouth.net, which, oh my god, that sucked so bad. That sucked so bad, I got heartburn to the point where it burned my vocal cords and I couldn't talk for a month, And that was when I quit, because I decided my body wants me not to be doing this so badly.
Huh. That wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
Just from getting pissed off at the idiots that you were talking to?
Pretty much.
I haven't had many jobs. But I'm like 7 years younger than you guys, so...
You know, I was thinking, I haven't really had all that many jobs either. Like, I worked at the barbecue restaurant for like a year, and then I got a job at the movie theater where, I mean, that was the only place that I worked for the next 3 years. I took like a school year off of that job to go to college for a year. And then I worked for the internet service provider. Then I worked for the flight school. And then I left there to move to Phoenix, where I worked for Intel. Then I worked for ASU until I got the job at the place that I worked before I quit to work on KOL.
Hmm.
So, like, very kind of small number. Oh, there was the call center in there as, like, a temp job. Yeah. I didn't really count that.
Yeah, I did. After I quit the online thing, I did, like, temp work. So I either had one job for a long time or lots of little jobs, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah. I worked for the fireworks place, and then I did a lot of little bitty jobs, or like consulting jobs with websites for people that lived in town. Then I worked as a TA in school, and then I got this job.
Hogula says, shouldn't the /channels command be mentioned at least somewhere in the chat documentation? It's not.
The chat documentation needs work. It's on my list on the back.
You know, and I saw that, and I looked at it, and it, as far as I could tell, was almost entirely up to date.
There's little things.
I mean, because I made it so /?? Just opens the chat documentation instead of printing something in the chat,
uh-huh.
Right? Just so that would be, like, done. And I suppose, yeah.
Huh, I just tried it, and the pop-up blocker was like, nuh-uh.
Huh.
Weird. I'm just going to allow pop-ups from KOL. Oh, well, that's basically... what I was going to do, so I can get that off my list.
Yep. O'Grady says, my psychology class has us fill out schedules of our daily lives up to the minute. The teacher was like, if you're on the internet, I want to know what sites they are, unless you just have to have your hour of porn, in which case call it personal time. I don't want to know about your barely legal midgets. I lolled.
That would suck, because, I mean, I spend like a minute here and a minute there at like dozens of different sites.
Yeah. I mean, I could see, like, I wonder if you would have to, every 5 minutes, you know, 501 to 502, updated list of what I was doing between 459 and 501. Arago says, you should implement an especially ferocious orcish frat girl in the tower. You use the roofie. For some reason, it's surprisingly effective. No, that was my my thing in the when we were first arguing about that was, like, you know, yeah, if people think that it's controversial now, wait until we put in the tower monster sorority girl who doesn't want to have sex with you, ha ha ha, with ha 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 in the name, because that'd be funny.
Yeah.
Let's see. O'Grady says, do you think somebody could found a Walmart-style business enterprise based on hand jobs for everyday low, low prices? We were talking when we were walking around Boston, me and my wife, about starting a business that was the hand job parking lot. We would buy
hand jobs?
No, buy a parking lot and just have like a couple of hookers, right, who you buy a parking permit for a monthly fee to park in this parking lot. Parking is fucking expensive there anyway, right? So we make it a little bit more expensive, and every time you park your car, you get a hand job if you want it from one of the hookers that's there. Like, it would be so much more popular than the other parking lots, even if it was twice the price.
Dude, driving in Boston sucks balls.
I can imagine. I've never gone there with a car, but...
Yeah, well, when I drove there, I drove everywhere, and it's just... People there are just fucking insane. Yeah, you have to, it's a white knuckle, sit at the edge of your fucking car seat.
I noticed also that pedestrian, like, the first time I was ever in Boston, I basically got a cab to the hotel that was near Hot Stuff's house, because I was going there to, like, you know, hang out with him, and I noticed when I was walking from the hotel to his house that I was the only pedestrian doing anything even remotely like obeying the traffic signs.
Yeah.
It was like jaywalking and just walking against walk lights right out in front of cars is just the norm.
Yeah.
And not the exception. It's fucking crazy. It's amazing to me that people aren't just constantly getting killed there. I guess the people driving are totally used to people just jumping off the curb in front of them.
Yeah, I got pretty used to it in the maybe 5 days that I was there.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. That's not a place I'm going to go back to anytime soon if I have to drive. Definitely.
Zaxor says, how many of the new zones are involved with the next guild quests? None of them, actually. Excuse me. Yeah.
Lovely.
Lady Covington says, hi, any chance in the near future, maybe with the clan revamp, you can increase the value of dry noodles and reagents in the clan stash? Current value is 1. It's frustrating when newbies slash someone's multi comes in and steals them. You know what? If it's a newbie or somebody's multi, don't give them access to the stash. I understand that the current karma system leaves some things to be desired, but the problem of clan looting is entirely a social problem. No number of safeguards that we can put into place are going to be sufficient to prevent that from happening if people don't use them. I mean, the problem is, you know, karma is based on the auto sell value. The auto sell value is not based on the actual value of the item, and it can't be. But the thing is, we're not going to just assign. I don't know. The one thing that I can say we might eventually be willing to do is divide all of the items in the game into like 3 or 5. Value tiers for the purposes for the purposes of clan stashes, and that's it. You know, and then people would bitch about the decisions that we made about which ones go into which tiers. But I mean, I don't know. You know, maybe putting a number of items limit also in the rank would help with that, because I mean, you know, you give somebody 1,000 karma, that means they can take, you know...
Well, that already exists to some extent, I think, with the 0 karma items.
Yeah, but it's stuff that... I mean, the stuff that fucks it up and the stuff that people are bitching about in the forums now is dry noodles. Have an auto-sell value of 1.
Yeah.
Somebody looted, like, 1,000 dry noodles from some clan.
Well, which they obviously weren't using for anything anyway.
Gorblack says, I counted the articles with Star Wars references in the game. There are 22. 23 if you count the turtle tamer title Newt Herder. Huh. Give me the list, Gorblacks. Heartless One says, hey, can we get multi-use on bags of cheese? Oh, god damn it. My fingers don't have enough crusty yellow stuff on them.
Crusty orange stuff.
I ate some Cheetos with my lunch today, and, somehow ended up with this big gob of what looked like chewed up Cheeto gunge on my shirt. I didn't notice.
Congratulations.
It falling onto my shirt. I hadn't bought a bag of Cheetos in forever, but I decided...
I don't eat Cheetos because of the orange hand thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just always get like a... I rinse my hands off, and then I get a paper towel and dry them, and so then I take that kind of damp paper towel with me to wherever I'm going to be sitting when I eat the Cheetos. And wipe my fingers off after every...
That's way too much work.
Third or fourth, you know, finger full of Cheetos.
It's also the same reason why I don't eat Doritos.
Doritos are good, though.
Yeah, Doritos are good.
I like the Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah. I haven't had any Doritos in a long time. But
they need, they
you know
need
be good
to
as
do
Doritos
cheddar
you could,
and sour cream.
Doritos you could drink.
Ugh. Dorito-flavored drink?
No, just Doritos. Those plastic containers of Dorito, those plastic containers they make of, like, Cheetos asteroids and stuff, like, those little single-serving, like, they probably have some extreme name that they use to market them. Imagine one of those just full of Dorito crumbs that you could just open it up, pour some into your mouth, chew them up, you know, they're chunks of Doritos. You
Not
can,
actually oh. a liquid, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's different.
Yeah.
It's not something you can drink.
I mean, I consider pouring something into your mouth to be drinking. I guess that shouldn't be something that I believe. Kozlo says, you butter believe it.
Yeah.
GreenAiden555 says, know how the icy peak was changed? How about we get an area that has nothing but Yetis that are stronger? Like Yetis that require 130 to 170 moxie for a no-hit. Also, if you do make this area, could you add new Yetis such as a rare encounter that gives... And then he doesn't say anything else, so no. Surisi says, or Surik says, why is it that when one revisits the pretentious artist when wearing an already tattooed outfit, it still says the same message? I never bothered writing a function to tell if you had a tattoo or not.
Yeah.
And he still paints you a picture. It's just that you don't get it tattooed on you. Pants Thief says, why does the most wins for Pet Rock show up? I don't know. Narth Vader says, hey, I have a question. Say me and a couple of clannies were thinking that if we got a couple million of each pixel, then we could do something really cool. That isn't a question. Unless you're asking me to say that. In which case, me and a couple of clannies were thinking that if we got a couple million of each pixel, that we could do something really cool. X Smoodex says, on a scale of 1 to 10, how worthless is the Wand of Nagamar?
Q.
4i.
That's not a real number.
Ziggy666 says, P.S., this is the best net browser game out there. Keep up the great work. Oh, wait, he also said, how hard would it be for your amazing crew to figure out a way for clan leaders to be able to redistribute stash items to all active clan members? Because right now it takes forever to privately message each and every one. It might be that it would be worth writing an interface for clan leaders to distribute something out of the stash one each to all clan members.
Huh.
It wouldn't be that big of a deal. I mean, the thing is, it used to be possible for a clan leader to, like, send a message to everyone in the clan, which I got rid of because of the just server hammery that took place when the clans of 1,000 members would do it. You could just sort of watch everything else start crawling. So that actually, the problem with doing anything with every clan member is the scalability issue. Now that I think about it, I wouldn't want one person to be able to write a bunch of code that caused 1,000 people to get an item, because that one act would just lock the inventory table for like 5 seconds, and that sucks. Maybe one of these days when inventory team is in when the inventory table is NODB
did.
Putineska says, what do you think of a combat item or skill that teleports your familiars so that you can have a tag team during combat? Cost it so you can't do it every combat. Yeah, you know, that was originally our plan for the like level 15 turtle tamer skill.
Yeah.
That would be something that would force people to use combat familiars. Because it would make sense to use a combat familiar, right? Until the last round of combat, in which case, at which time it would make sense to swap back your volleyball. But
then people would be using. Well, never mind. Go ahead.
It would be a pain in the ass to play that way, you know.
People are doing it already with stasis.
Well, yeah, but they're not. What I'm saying is, they're not. What would happen is the best thing to do would be to extend every combat to 29 rounds with a starfish, then lunging thrust, then switch to your volleyball and lunging thrust smack the thing to death. Right? It would just encourage everyone, every combat round, to have to do that and then go back to their terrarium, switch back to the starfish, and repeat.
Yeah.
Because if it costs more mana than a starfish would give you in 28 rounds of combat or 29 rounds of combat, then nobody's ever going to use it.
Yeah.
And if it costs less, then it's always going to make sense to do that. So it's kind of like trying to minimize abuse ahead of time there. And Merrick has checked in. Oh, yeah. Sputbutt says, is there a way for old accounts who didn't choose before to reset the tutorial? Can there be one? No. Let's see. LSK says, more interesting door code puzzles. What?
It was hard enough coming up with 3 that worked properly and only had one solution, and I don't know. I'm kind of done with that one.
Yeah. We did make that so it rearranges itself every time, right?
Yeah.
And Armac had that whole design laid out for the hedge maze to be different every time, which I really like.
Yeah.
Which we should We should code that. We need to actually analyze it because he didn't understand what I needed to have be true about that in order to actually use it. Yukon says, Dear number two Reverb crew, I've been watching Yakitate Japan and I have this sudden craving to make delicious breads at home and in the game, and there needs to be more bread products.
I have a friend who got really big into bread making as a hobby as a result of that cartoon.
Really?
Yeah. He made some good bread, too.
I don't know that I believe in good bread.
There's good bread out there, my friend.
You'll have a reaction.
Miser Wrangler says, What are the most and least popular Grimmicide items as evidenced by the raffle ticket sales? Also, if I wear the Travolta trousers and the Rhinestone cowboy shirt, do I get to ride a mechanical bugbear? Yes.
You have to find it.
Yeah. I mean, the one that does plus monster level is by far the most popular. I don't know. I haven't paid any attention to the other ones. So, yeah, I don't know what the least one is. Crux Mondrian, I like that name, says, It would be cool if there was a way to have the snowy owl familiar change into a mechanical owl a la Clash of the Titans.
It's a reference I could get behind.
Yeah. Maybe
we could do a clockwork version.
Yeah, my snowy owl is named Nick Bubo Plague, because Bubo is the name of the owl in Clash of the Titans.
Oh, okay.
Bubonic Plague, yeah. Funny joke cummed up with by me for my owl, which I was kind of proud of, but nobody cares.
Nope.
yeah, that owl just keeps coming up. There was a day not too long ago where my wife and I were talking about that owl, and then like 3 or 4 minutes later logged into chat and Bette Noir was talking about that owl. Kind of a random. There's been a lot of weird synchronicities in my city. Lickow Correr says, Are you guys going to do anything in that empty space to the west of the plains? Maybe something to do with the 8 new zones? No. We're never going to do anything with that space to the west of the plains. Ever.
It's an empty field, man. What more do you want?
Rule 5 says, How many default familiar names are there? Is the Clockwork Grapefruit the only one that has a different default name? I think it is, but...
A while back, I added the suffix Folesby.
Folesby, yeah. The default names are randomly generated.
But not from a very big pool.
Yeah, they all have an O in them.
Yeah.
They all have an O in the middle, and they're all like... They all start with R or T or TR.
G sometimes.
Oh, really? Oh, right. Oh, right. Okay, right. Because there's...
Goffles.
It could be Tonald or Grofflesby. Yeah. They used to just all be named Gronald by default, but then I changed it to be...
I shouldn't talk about that. Never mind.
Mr. Jester said, I need 8 new zones, but I want to know if there are going to be any exclusive items that aren't going to be around for long, like protest signs and whatnot. There is nothing in the 8 new zones that is currently set to expire. So
no,
that was the thunder.
They're permanent zones, so everything in there is also permanent.
Yep. I Can Never Forget says, I was wondering whether I had to wear a costume to the costume party because I would prefer not to. No, you don't have to. I mean, you won't be able to enter the costume contest, and you won't be able to have sex with any beautiful young ladies if you don't have a costume on. But, you know, you're lost, man. Or woman. I don't know. Is I Can Never Forget a man's name or a woman's name? Is Prince a man or a woman? Because it has that numeral 4 in it like Prince would put in there. But I never knew what gender prince was.
Well, a prince is typically male.
I Can Never Forget says, also, I challenged you to a game of Guitar Hero at KOLCon about 2 weeks ago, and then you talked about maybe setting up a TV with Soul Calibur 3. If it was wanted, I could bring a TV and SSBM.
What Smash is that? Brothers.
Oh, Super Smash Brothers. Okay, I thought maybe it was some sort of, like, Nazi defecation game.
That'd be a great game.
Wow. That's one that's not going to be put out by Nintendo, I don't think.
Enter the Wumpa says, check it out, you're like famous. 8newzones. YoureTheManNowDog.com. I don't want to look at that because I'm afraid that it has sound.
Yeah.
Bellic Bass says Whistler is who you were thinking of. Yeah, that was the blind guy's name. The Stand says, hey, you guys planning anything for Talk Like a Pirate Day? Because that'd be great for those of us who missed it last year. Yeah, I bet those of you who missed it last year do think that it would be great if we did exactly the same thing again, only now everybody knows about it, so it doesn't make you special or cool at all. Yeah, I bet you do think that would be great.
Super great.
Yeah, we probably will.
Yeah.
No, I'm totally kidding. We're absolutely not going to do that. It's not coming back.
We could do something.
Yeah. Now that everybody knows about it, we just can't, you know, it's like...
It's not
yeah,
special anymore.
Once we do something once, I mean, we can just never do it again. Like, fucking April Fools, man. That everyone expecting exactly the same goddamn thing the next month. And, you know, I
you're crushing our creative spirit, man. We can't work under these conditions.
Bellic Bass says, how about an item that's a reference to sneakers? It is an awesome movie, just crying out for one. Well, I mean, I could see adding, like, Cootie's rat semen as a drop from one of the rats.
That'd be a great idea.
Saucy Zeeb says, plus X melee damage currently affects range damage given also. So with the addition of two items with plus X range damage, is a separation of the two on the horizon? Yeah, it is. I need to make sure that it's not going to be just sort of universally seen as a nerf before we figure out how to do that. That's the kind of thing that is probably likely to happen on some random afternoon while Hot Stuff is here. Because Hot Stuff likes... being told to go through lists and then going through lists. That's something Hot Stuff likes. Hot Stuff comes in on Sunday, and you know what? It's a good thing, because the day after that, everything is gonna change.
That's the thunder again.
Ultimate Roadkill says, hey, I know I'm about a year late on asking this, but I wanted to make sure. Skills that lost hardcore permanency during the Great Time Catastrophe are lost forever and ever, right? Yeah, pretty much.
If you waited a year and however the fuck long it's been, you, yeah. Too late, man.
Enter the Wumpa says, haha, Zanga got busted. I don't know what Zanga is.
It's the shitty 13-year-olds only use it blog, online blog thing.
Yeah, it's like the low-rent version of MySpace.
Huh.
They got nuked for, not obeying the Child Protection Act or whatever it is.
Wow, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Huh. $1 million fine. That's actually pretty scary.
Yeah.
You know?
Makes you think.
A Naked Jew says, if you do implement 8 Jew gnomes, one of them had better be naked.
How would you tell? Says, they're just heads with arms and legs.
Yeah. Evang says, Paris Hilton got arrested. Are you surprised? Wow, first Zanga, next Paris Hilton?
World's going to pot, man.
I'm surprised it took that long.
Brett Day says, what's this bad gods thing you say is great and contentful?
What?
It's, Bad Gods is the Flash animation site that Lore Schoberg, the guy who did Brunching Shuttlecocks and all that, and writes that Table of Malcontents blog for Wired. He does Flash animations. You know what though? I don't think we're in anything like the same kind of danger something like a MySpace would be about COPPA, because we just don't get any information from people.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. Although. Well,
I think the email address counts, which is
the email address counts, but I think that's the only thing we get that is on their list.
I don't know. I mean, now that I know that they can just ruin somebody for that if they decide to, maybe it's time to it's time to become compliant.
Talk to the lawyer or something.
And the lawyer fucking never calls back.
Hmm.
It's really obnoxious. I need, like, an internet lawyer.
Yeah, I think... I was just talking in chat about, like, ordering pizza online. Using the phone sucks.
Yep. I avoid talking on the phone whenever possible.
Suri C says, where does the inspiration come from for all these new crafting recipes?
We have alcohol. This little... there's this little warehouse in San Diego that specializes in ideas.
Yeah, it sucks though because it's like the warehouse at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so what we get is super random, and sometimes it melts our faces. Yes, that's where I was going with that. Maul B says, I'm not a big fan of the can't log out and log back in for like 1 to 15 minutes. Can you turn that off, please? Oh, well, of course, Maul B. Your desires are more important than the overall well-being of the game, so sure. You know what, Maul B? There are 23 hours in every day where you can play the game and not have that happen to you. So play the game during one of those 23 hours instead of telling us that we need to change it, because you don't know. Panface says, hey, Jick, what are you wearing to the costume party at con? I'm having the pretentious artist make me a tentacle, and I'm going to make the I Heart Abu Ghraib shirt that I will never, ever wear anywhere other than at the costume party.
That you're going to wear everywhere all the time. Yeah. Heart Abu Ghraib.
Yeah. Enter the Wumpa says, so why are you using Scully's computer? Did yours break, Zor? No, mine's back in the back in the room that used to be a spare bedroom and is now my my new office, and the wireless is super shitty, so I can't broadcast from back there.
Plus, it would make it hard to talk with us.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because we don't, like, Skype or anything when we do these shows here. We are all plugged into the same microphone jack. So, I don't know. Eventually, I will, I'll have the laptop set up that I can use it, because I fucking hate Scully's keyboard. Not only is it on some weird ramp that tilts it, like, at, like, a 15-degree angle away from him, it's also one of those fucking ergonomic split keyboards.
We gotta type like just, this.
It's nuts. Suri C says, why are Mr. A's suddenly so worthless? Don't Canadians have merit in the market? You know, I don't know, because there are fewer Mr. A's coming into the game than ever. I mean, the Canadian donations have really dropped off, eh? Prenikweezer says, have any of you ever made beer or wine? As much as you talk about drinking, you might enjoy it. You know, I have, like, my mom got me, like, a starter brewing kit,
uh-huh.
And I never did anything with it.
I used to, I brewed beer once or twice back in college. It wasn't very good.
It's difficult. I could probably do it at the office. I could probably do it here, because there's no out of the way place in my house that has a consistent temperature.
Yeah, you can't really do it. One of the closets in the back room would be perfect. Yeah.
It is so goddamned hot here that you can't, like, in a lot of places in the country you could make beer in your garage, you know, but you just can't do that here, because unless you're making, you know, boiled beer.
Mm.
But yeah, no, I should do that. Blockwabat says, hey, coder dude, are you notepad core, or do you use sexy syntax highlighters when you work? If the latter, can you recommend one? You know, I would say that I am both of those things, because I do use a sexy syntax highlighter, but even notepad is too pussy handhold WYSIWYG for my hardcore ass. I use fucking VI to write this code, man.
Yeah, VI is the only editor we use for the code.
Yeah.
I'm so used to VI that I don't use any editor.
No, I mean, it is
pissed off whenever an editor doesn't use VI keys.
Yeah, like the wife has taken a Java class, and I keep trying to use this, like, development tool software that they have for that, and it's so goddamned obnoxious.
Yeah, like, sort of as an unrelated note, when I was on vacation, I spent a lot of time at my mom and dad's house, and there wasn't a whole lot to do in my hometown, so I ended up playing a lot of NetHack. And since that laptop didn't have a number pad, I ended up using the V key configuration for NetHack. And it was like, it pissed me off at first because, you know, it's not what I'm used to. But now I got back, I have a number pad. I'm still using the V keys. It just, the fact that I don't have to move my hands at all to do anything.
See, I mean, I don't even use the, cursor movement keys in VI. Right. I use the arrow keys, but it's like, you know, once I get used to keyboard shortcuts, I just use them all the time. You know, honestly, in VI, I usually use the mouse to cut and paste, just because of the way PuTTY works. You know, if I'm not doing more than one line at a time. But I mean, it's like, I'm just much faster working with that tool than I am with anything else. And
V isn't meant for user friendliness. It's meant for practicing with and just made for efficiency.
Yeah, absolutely. Doc Trauma says, "Hey guys, do you have any idea how many people have pre-registered for Con 3?" Yeah, I actually just I just updated that list today based on the new data that Zly gave me, and there have been 201 pre-registration packets sold. A handful of which are people also bringing their wives or whatever, or you know their husbands or whatever. Didn't mean to be
sexist. So there's theoretically could be 250 people that's going to.
Yeah, I mean, because last year, a couple weeks ago, we had as many pre-registrations as there were people last year, and I don't remember how many pre-reg packets we sold last year compared to how many people showed up. I would say that probably if we sell 200. That probably 250 people will be at the most populous thing there.
It's gonna be a hell of a barbecue.
And that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Are we getting a bigger room at GameWorks?
You know, I don't think so.
Oh, son of a bitch.
The thing is, that room wouldn't have been such a big deal if the tables hadn't been laid out in just, a retarded-ass way.
Yeah.
Like, they're all fucking diagonal, so it was, it was just incredibly difficult to get from any point in the room to any other point in the room.
Because it just all the traffic had to funnel through the middle of the room.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was
could have just been laid out.
I mean, you know, and but that's a problem that solves itself. I mean, they gave us the food out in the kind of main area, which is fine, right? You know, a lot of people are going over and hanging out in the bar because that's where you go to get beer or whatever. So you know, that's fine. It'll be okay at GameWorks, I think. You know, I mean, the thing is, it's like, I could say, well, we've outgrown GameWorks, except we sort of can't if we want to do anything like that, you know? It's like,
can you rent out GameWorks completely?
I would imagine that is out of our ability. Because, I mean, it's got to...
Unless we charge more.
If we charge admission, then maybe. But, I mean, it's got to be... If you consider the amount of staff that they have to hire, it's got to be at least $5,000 to rent out GameWorks for a night.
Yeah,
you know, and just. Terrible says, when you smash a familiar item, could we get a tiny wad? It could give a familiar a pound or a few pounds when used. That's kind of a clever idea, actually.
Tiny wad. Or a tight wad.
And then when you smash a tiny plastic familiar, you should get a tiny plastic wad.
XMoodX says, earlier today, somebody wanged me 91 times while I was in hardcore, so I have 9,100 turns of wang. Is there any way for me to get rid of them other than getting a soft eye echo drop thing, or is there any way for you guys to put in a punch the guy in... not finishing his thing? Nope, sorry, you need a soft eye echo. Bigglesworth says, when you equip a miner's outfit, it will drop your weapons, whether or not you have a one- or two-handed weapon equipped.
And then he continues and says, when you equip the Cold War outfit, it won't equip you with a two-handed weapon. Why not? It's because equipping a two-handed weapon will automatically unequip everything in your... weapon and offhand slot, but trying to equip an offhand weapon to your thing won't.
Oh, it'll just tell you you can't equip it if you have a two-handed weapon. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Rage Against the Cream says, I now realize that my account name may anger you. I, for that, apologize, good sirs. That's all right. Suri Siwa says, when will Con come to Canada? You know, we're actually waiting until we get $1,000 in Canadian pennies. At which point we're going to buy a train ticket for Con. So keep working on it, Suricy. Or Zurich or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. DST3313 says, how can my Kokobo dig around in the ground and find meat when I'm in the hole in the sky? What ground? There's ground.
The grounds by which... He's digging around in the grounds by which that sentence makes sense.
And you know, the burrowing bishop's got to have something to burrow in.
Yeah. So. Yeah, the ground is made out of stars. My God, it's made of stars.
And the jokes become something.
Southwest says, a few weeks back, one of the devsters, Zeno, I seem to remember, mentioned that there was some change that needed to be made to the way rollover works to make it more better. Something involving tables and rows and columns, I think. When can we expect to rate mucus? Well, when you take a dose of guaifenesin. That's when.
That's very in-specific.
I have no idea what you were talking about. There are, you know, I was thinking about this. Rollover is getting pretty friggin' long. It's like 35 minutes on average, even without the copies running right then.
Uh-huh.
Actually, that doesn't have any impact
on the
time.
Okay, cool. The little Easter egg I put in worked. I'll let that up to everybody's, everyone to figure out.
One thing that we could do that we don't do right now is split rollover into two processes that run individually on each of the two database servers.
That's something we've been talking about.
Yeah, which that would, I mean, that would conceivably cut the time in half that rollover takes. Maybe.
Actually, probably not, because I imagine a lot of the things
You know what I've begun to wonder, actually, is I wonder if it wouldn't be better for the players and for us if the whole, like, 5 or 6 minutes of every rollover is deleting the unassociated rows in every table after it deletes inactive players.
Does it do the unassociated rows first? I don't remember.
No. It deletes inactive players, and then it, like, deletes from inventory where the rows don't have a matching player record. All that. So, like, there's just a shitload of tables that it deletes from all at once.
We could use a cascading delete.
or we could not. What I was thinking was, I wonder how much of that time is just going to be taken due to the overhead on the joins, right? So
I wonder,
like, let's say it takes 5 minutes a day, but if we did it only once a week, would it take 7 times 5 minutes, or would it just take 6 minutes?
I don't know.
So I got to thinking that it might make sense to start having long rollovers on Sunday.
That's something we've been talking about
for the benefit of having much shorter rollovers non-Sunday. That
was most before. It was mostly for the benefit of backups. But now that we do comprehensive nightly backups, it's not a big of a deal.
Yeah. So I mean, I think people could probably deal with, you know, if rollover took an hour on Sunday but only 15 minutes on every other night. Yeah. I think that would make people happy, right? I mean, and it's the kind of thing that we could do it just trivially. So much stuff in rollover is just like stripping out old shit from tables and archiving it or whatever, which doesn't really realistically need to be done every night.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I'm curious. I mean, maybe we could try it for a week. We could see how much time it saves and then see how much
deleting unassociated records is by far the most intense.
It's the very longest thing, and I wonder, it always seems to take like 5 minutes no matter how many rows it's deleting. So I wonder if it was deleting five times as many rows, would it take five times as long? Or would it not? Generating the records that takes it.
Last rollover, it took 11 minutes to delete all those unassociated records.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, 671 seconds.
Okay, so maybe I'm thinking of always seeing like it being in the 500 or 600 second range, and that's why I'm thinking it was 5 minutes.
And it's 175 seconds to delete inactive players. Would it be disadvantageous to only do that every week?
I don't know. I mean, probably not, honestly. Yeah. I mean, because the thing is, the sizes of the tables just aren't really a big deal anymore.
Yeah.
Those boxes have so much RAM in them and are so fast that keeping the tables small isn't really a performance issue anymore, right? So, I mean, maybe we should try that. Maybe we should start doing that and just see what happens. It would be a little weird because people wouldn't get deleted in 60 days. They'd get deleted in the Sunday following 60 days of inactivity. But you know what? Those people, by definition, don't give a shit whether their account's being deleted or not.
It makes some disabled players slightly more onerous.
Yeah, but I mean, we can still do that. We don't have to.
Disable players on the big video.
That's a separate thing.
And then we just leave the.
We can do those every day, and their like inventory can just sit there because it's not going to show up anywhere. Well, you know what? It would still show up in our item tracking reports and stuff. But yeah, we can.
We're almost out of time, man.
Oh, are we? Oh,
we're
getting
close. Yeah.
Wow, and we're not even close to out of questions.
Hardly never happens.
Ask an American story. I'm going to flip through here and no. Chuck Norris died ages ago. Death just hasn't had the courage to tell him yet, says Surik. Look, Surik says, the new crit system makes Disco Bandits suck. Will they get revamped? When will they get revamped and how? I don't know that Disco Bandits suck. I think that...
Yeah, I think what happened was it makes Disco Bandits slightly less rock more than every other class is what happened.
Yeah.
You guys got any requests for the song that we go out on?
Not in particular.
Yeah.
Well...
Could do some MC Front a lot. If he'd done that lately.
That sounds good. Ah, damn it. I could do some... Even Scully's mouse sucks.
He still doesn't have a trackball like Zlyania does.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't... You know, Boozer Bear uses one of those too, and I just do not understand how anybody can stand to use a goddamn trackball.
Yeah.
Like, it's seriously... It's like... I feel like a little kid every time I try to do something on her computer, because it's like, oh, God, it's like... Trying to figure out how to ride some sort of, you know...
Trackball wave?
Well, some sort of, like, conveyance that I don't know how to drive, you know? It's like, let's see. What are we going to get? How about Yellow Lasers? That's nice and short.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Of course, you guys aren't going to be able to hear it. Anyway, we'll see you guys soon.
Later.